Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 25th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the food situation in the country.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
In terms of a tonnage, they are buying a tonnage at $108, which is far much from the expectation of the community and as well to the government, and is taking advantage of the plight of farmers. And in that way, we are not even accepting that.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And for those who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the food situation in the country.
Some farmers in Zimbabwe are bitter that they are being shortchanged by some buyers who are purchasing their maize for a song, as the cash-strapped grain marketing board has no money to purchase the grains.
Yet, at the same time, in some provinces, all is not well. People are saying they are starving because they don't have enough maize. Agriculture, of course, is the central element of economic growth and poverty reduction in Africa. It is also the main tool for the attainment of food security and alleviation of hunger on the continent. And Gibbs, of course, it's interesting to note that the African Union meeting currently underway in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, the issue of food security is being discussed by African leaders.
And we're told earlier on by Sandra Nyaira, who's filing from Guinea, that these African leaders will discuss agriculture as one of those issues that can actually turn around their economies. So now, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Yeah, kujala.
Wonguka nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitaura nevanhu vose zvavo munyika wa muzvikuru ari kumamisha kuti tinzwe kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yechibage chamakarima gore rino. Muri kukwanisa here kuchitengesa nemitengo iri kukufadzai? Zvii zvamuri kuda kuti hurumende inge ichiita? Takamirira kuti tinzwe kwamuri. Kune dzimwe nzvimbo dziri kunzi nyaya dzechikafu hadzina kumira zvakanaka. Toda kunzwawo kubva kwamuri mativi mana ose enyika. Mungave muri kucholocho, lala pantsi kwa kitsi ya tota, kuchipinge uko kanyio chero kwamuri. Tifonerei tinge tichikurukura nezvenyaya yemamiriro akaita nyaya dzechikafu muZimbabwe. Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke kulapo ke eBedbridge, kulapo ke eMondoro, singakhohlalani kulapo eMasvingo. eMasvingo kulapo eJerera, sifuna kuzwa namhlanje ukuthi lithini ngomumbu, lithini ngamabele elilawo kunapo ezizeni zenu. Kulapo ke eGwanda, singakhohle eNtepe, entalalele endaweni ezijeneyo. Siyafisa ukuthi lingene kuhlelo namhlanje. Kube sokubuya ePlumtree, sokubuya ke eVictoria Falls, Mount Darwin, endaweni ezijeneyo. Ake sitshele ukuthi ukuhamba njani kambe livune kanganani njalo kuya ngapi sifisa ukuthi lifone ka test nasi nombolo libhale phansi ongela ball point adingi lahle ayibhale ke phansi nasi nombolo 001 202 619 2077 yenza iphinda njalo nje ukuze ukuthi masitole khona ngapho ke emaswingo uyithole kahle 001 202 619 2077 ngiyathemba ukuthi abantu bayitholile inumber le
wonguka vateereri makasununguka kuti munge muchifona munongofona kamwe chete tobva takufonerai kuti munge muchipinda muchirongwa nhamba dzedu dzinotidzo 001 202 619 2077 nhamba dzedu zvakare 001 202 619 2077 and I think we have our first guest Gibbs Mr. Tafadzwa Musarara, President, Grain Millers Association. Mr. Musarara, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Good evening to you, all the listeners.
Thank you so much, Mr. Musarara, for joining us this evening. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Musarara, tell us about the maize supplies to the millers. Is it coming in a good way?
Well, we are now witnessing the commencement of the 2013-2014 maize marketing season, which we think that we have enough for at least 8 months supply for the national requirement. According to government figures, we have got 1.4 million, which definitely is the highest output of maize that we have country has received in the past 5 years. However, as an industry, we are supportive of the local maize farming, and we would want to ensure that there is viable prices paid to farmers for their maize. We have really suffered quite a lot as an industry in the past 5 years when we try to obtain supplies from other countries. Last year, quite a number of our members were inconvenienced when they had paid, I think, a total of nearly $21 million to Zambia. And suddenly, that government imposed a ban on export of maize. So what that, you know, the impact of that to us was that we felt at least we really need to grow our own maize industry, as had been the case before when Zimbabwe was the breadbasket of the region. So that's where we are now.
And thanks for making that clear. You see, I read in many publications by local and international journalists saying Zimbabwe was the breadbasket of Africa. It's actually the region,
yes.
Like what Mr. Musarara has correctly pointed out, which is very significant. Now, Mr. Musarara, you said the production this year was up. What do you attribute this to?
Well, I think the heavens smiled on us this year. The rains were very good. And also there was the handouts, input handouts, that were given by, under the presidential scheme last year that enabled farmers to acquire some inputs, especially seeds and fertilizers. And the tobacco prices were slumping. So we saw some of the farmers migrating from tobacco farming to maize farming.
And how much of a threat is this tobacco to the production of grains, for example, Mr. Msarar?
Well, you see, we don't smoke for lunch, do we? We really need to eat. We have seen quite a number of farmers going for tobacco because of the quick buzz. And tobacco, by its nature, is not very environmental friendly because a lot of firewood a lot of trees are cut down in order to provide firewood for tobacco curing. And it's so involving to the extent that most farmers cannot handle both maize and tobacco. But maize is a staple food. Therefore, we expect at least every farmer to grow some hectareage of maize for their own subsistence and also for commercial use.
Mm-hmm. Now tell us, are you actually sourcing the maize from the farmers, and how are the prices right now?
Well, this year we have the marketing season has started late because the rains have also stopped late. So the moisture content now is slowly coming down to the levels that we want of 12.5%. We have, as dealers, as an association, very few of our members have started, very few of them, and the prices have been around 290 to 300. But we had agreed as an association that Lady Darare would want a price of $310. Uh-huh. However, I would like to put it very clear that not everyone who buys maize is a miller. We have seen some of our unscrupulous people who go into the rural areas with you know, cartons of soap and other groceries to butter trade with maize. And in the process, they produce the local farmers, especially the peasant farmers. Those are not millers. We've also seen one of the leading breweries buying maize at $240 and one of these companies buying maize at $240. Those prices are way below the cost of production, and we don't encourage that from two fronts. One, as an industry, we've got close to 85,000 hectares that we have contract farmed this year, and we need to mop up that maize. So there has to be a viable price that allows the farmer to repay for the inputs that they were given, and also remain with a premium in terms of some profit, so that we'll be able to roll over the project in the next next season. So the prices must be viable to the farmer, to the contractor, and also, you know, provide incomes to the rural homes, inject cash into the rural economies, so that they can buy inputs, and we continue. And the cycle continues. As an industry, it would be an indictment on our part if we have a 1.4 million crop, you see, and then next season it drops again. You know, so really we want that pattern to continue. Given that the government has said they have not going to provide any input support to farmers, and also there's a little fiscal space to provide funds to GMB to buy maize. As you can see, GMB has not yet managed to get the $200 million supposed to get. So the burden now lies with food industry.
And talking about subsidizing farmers, we see here in America they are heavily subsidized, and therefore food prices a bit low. It's not that expensive because farmers get government assistance. Can you just explain that in terms of what happens in Zimbabwe? Because it's clear that sometimes people do not understand, for example, why the government should intervene and subsidize the farmers.
You see, what happens is that Zimbabwe was leading in terms of subsidies. In Eastern Southern Africa, up until 2007. We used to have GMB buying maize at a high price and selling to millers at a low price. Maize itself is a crop that is going to be used as a staple food. A staple food that is going to be consumed by people. You know, if you were talking of another crop that would give to animals, you don't mind pricing it high, because you know you are going to sell the meat and get money. But in this case, it's going to be consumed by people. Incomers who are buying maize to feed their own children. But you see that you don't sell your own children, do you? So there's no commercial value at the end after the maize has been consumed by human beings. So it's also a human right issue. It must bring in the issue of affordability and other things. And it's an inflation driver if it's left unattended. In Zambia, and especially in Malawi, a bag of maize of fertilizer is $1. Right? In some instances, some is $7. So they subsidize at the best level. They subsidize the input, and so that their production costs have come down. The same in Zambia and the same in South Africa. But in our case, our input companies have not been subsidized. I think they need to be subsidized if government managed to to find the Francisco room for that. Uh-huh. So those subsidies are very relevant. The in the absence of that, food goes up. It causes social name uh-huh. and demonstrations. It becomes, you know, it's food security issues. If they are not handled properly, they become a national security issue.
Uh-huh.
So uh-huh. some of these are made to ensure that the farmer get a good price, and then the consumer be able to afford the whatever comes out of it.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Mr. Msarara. Please do stay on the line. Just a quick update for our soccer fans. Of course, the good news is that Nigeria becomes the first African country to qualify in this 2014 World Cup being played in Brazil to go into the last 16. Of course, Nigeria lost 3-2. To Argentina, but it qualified courtesy of a 3-1 loss by Iran to Bosnia-Herzegovina. And it's good news. Nigeria has qualified. And what is also breaking now is that FIFA have officially charged Luis Suarez for that biting incident against Italy yesterday. Gibbs.
Now, I think you've been seeing the media, you know, mm-hmm. especially Twitter. You know, it has been so trending. This is an issue that it is unprecedented. And now even Evander Holyfield
mm-hmm.
actually tweeted and said, oh, this guy reminds me of something. So when you look at Suarez, this incident, I mean, he has been, you know.
Mm-hmm. And this is the third time, done it. He was banned mm-hmm. in Holland for 7 games.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, he did not play the first 10 matches in the British Premier League this year after biting a player. So this is the third time uh-huh. that he has done it. Quite unfortunate, such a talented player.
Very, very unfortunate. I think we've got a guest right now. Is Mr. Everson Ndlovu, a development worker based in Matabeleland region. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, tell us, in Matabeleland region, how is it in terms of harvest? Are people actually feasting on what they've actually harvested, or there's still hunger here and there?
Compared to the last season, this year is far, far better off. I've heard people talk about they managed to get 17 bags or so, 16 bags or so, compared to 2 or 3 last year. So it shows that, yes, this has been quite a fair season for most farmers. But I also want to appreciate that there are some farmers who really failed to get anything because of with too much rain, then that fell, that then resulted in the leaching of the nutrients and, you know, stuff like that. Without those, that could not access fertilizers.
Mm.
But otherwise, generally speaking, this is a fair season mm-hmm. for most poor farmers in the common areas.
Mm-hmm.
Even the pasture is seemingly quite good. Of late, one hopes that we will get a fresh share of the rainfall this coming season to maintain the good-looking pasture that we have had so far.
Mm-hmm. The problem is also that the grain marketing board is cash strapped, and as a result, it's not able to go and buy food from the farmers. And farmers are now complaining that there are some unscrupulous buyers who are buying their maize for a song. What can be done? Would this not discourage farmers from growing maize in future, Mr. Ndlovu?
In fact, the risks that we have had with GMB, where they have been failing to pay the farmers,
mm-hmm.
has contributed to quite a number of farmers not willing now to sell whatever grain they can get to GMB. That's the challenge. But then the other thing that complicates the whole thing is that the market is quite shrinking,
mm-hmm.
and outside GMB, they're very little by way of market forces, really. Because remember, maize is a classified commodity.
Uh-huh.
That's the challenge.
Uh-huh.
So everything has to be done via GMB.
Uh-huh.
But because their prices are not quite attracting, farmers are not quite willing to then sell their grain to the airport.
Thank you, Mr. Ndlovu. Regati uye kwa muri wa msarara timbo taura ni Shona Mbichan. Tichitarisa mamiru akaita zvinhu munyaya dzechibage ne zvimwe zvekurima izvo. Vamwe vari kuti ivo havasi kunyatsofara nemitengo iri kutengwa chibage chavo kumaruwa uko. Chii chiri kuitika uye dambudziko ringagadziriswa sei semaonero enyu?
Chokwadi yechibage kumaruwa yakati tererei. Ine zvikonzero zvinopera. Chekutanga ndechekuti indastri yedu yemamina yanga isati yatanga kutenga chibage gore rine. Ichida kuti itange yagadzirisana nenyaya yemitengo yechibage. Sekuza kwedu hurumende yakabudisa mutengo uri $390. Asi takaona kuti $390 tikatengwa neiyoyo hunozokwira zvokuti hapana anokwanisa kutenga, kwete upfu chete, asi kuti mazai, mukaka, nyama nezvimwe zvakadaro. Chechipiri ndechekuti tine upfu hwakati wandisei hwabva kusouth Africa, kunyanyisa kumatepenland province, Bulawayo, Matsouth, Matnorth. Upfu ihwohwo hwaita kuti mafumbani ese ari koko kusakanzira kambani huru yeneshimafudzi vambomira kugaya pari zvino vakatomira basa. Nekuti havatisina kwokutengesera upfu. Unouya hwakachipa upfu hwegmo, chibahwe chacho chegmo chakachipa hachienderani nechibahwe chatinenge tatenga kumafamasi. Saka nokudaro takagara pasi pamwe chete nevemafamasi union vanosanganisira Zimbabwe Farmers Union, Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union, Commercial Farmers Union kuti tigadzise dambudziko iri, nokuti dambudziko rinobatawo varimi vemillers nevamwevosewo vari muyatingati Great Value Chain. Saka takaita gwaro rakaenda kuhurumende musi wemuvhuro ratakapa kumutevedzeri wegurukota wefinance vadr Gundenge. Mugwaro maitaura zvinhu zvinotevera. Tokutanga toda kuti hurumende idzikise uwandu hwechibage neupfu hwekubva kunyika ichishandisa mutero weSatex. Mutero weSatex inoita kuti vanhu vabhatane pabhodha kana vachiunza upfu nechibage. Izvi zvinozoitawo kuti kana zvimwe zvazopinda mitengo yazvo inge ichienderana nechibage chatinacho nemutengo unodiwa nemafamasi inotangira $310 zvichienda mberi. Saka ngati ndoda kutisemusisa chinhu chokuti hakusi kuitwa bhani, hapana chiri kubhanwa chibage kana upfu unowanamba uchipinda, asi kuti panenge pakuiswa mutero. Izvi hazvizi zvinhu zvitsva. Mukatarisa kunyika dzekuamerica kwamuri koko, haungangoti turuturu nabhandomu wako uchienda mutexas kuti ndava yenyama. Vanotoo nepfuo inoita kuti inodzivirira varimi vanenge vanopfuya zvipfuyo. Saka izvi zvakakosha pakutivo. Takatarisa South Africa pari zvino ine chibage chayoka 3.8 million surplus. Iyo inoziva 8 million. Totaura chibage chainoshandisawo kuLesotho, Swaziland nechimwe chinotipinde muNamibia 8 million. Asi ine 11.8 zvoreva kuti ine 3.8 million excess. Zambia ine 1 million excess. Malawi ine 600,000 times excess. Saka gore rino pasi rese gore chibage rakati kwirei kusanganisira nekuamerica nekueurope nekusouth America. Saka zvoreva kuti maexport market akanga ari ezambia hapasisina gore rineri. South Africa yaimboendesa chibage chipinda munyanza chichienda America hakusisina gore rineri nekuti koko chiriko. Saka zvoreva kuti nyika dzese dziri nhasi dzinoo dzatakavakidzana nadzo dzatsvukisa mazino dzakatarisa pazimbabwe kuti chibahwe tochipinda sei. Saka chibahwe ichi chikapinda chinenge chichipinda nemutengo $210-$220 nokuti sitokushandisa $10. Saka nyika idzi hadzinei iye surplus yaoka yavari kuti kana vachinge vaisa muhozi chavo chavanoda vari kusarirwa nechange. Saka surplus vanoona kuitengesa iyo vachipiwa maexport incentives kuti kana maendesa kuzimbabwe hurumende chakupa iwo 20% uyezve muri kuwana $. Saka vanoona kutengesa mitengo iri pasi vachida kuti tiwane mari vaone mari yemaUS$ yatinoshandisa muno. Saka isu seindastri tokuti aiwa ngatikomberedzei economy yedu timise zviri kubva kunze izvi tione kuti
mafarmers yetu tawapa price yakanaka nokuti mafarmers yetu southern region muno havana kubvira vambope vavati home subsidy. Saka mutengo wavo wekurima wakati kwirei vanobhadhira mari yakati kwirei kupfuura vamwe. Semenza so fertilizer munyika muzimbabwe inoita $40 kunana Malawi inoita $7. Saka murimi anoda kuti achimupe zvinoenderana nekurima kwaakaitawo kuti kuitira kuti mwedzi watakupindawo mvura iri kutanga dzakaa kunaya mwedzi mitatu mina mushanu yekuteera vange tavabhadhara tatora chibage tavabhadhara mari vatengo mbeu dzavo vatenga mafertilizer sokunzira kwenyu hurumende gore rinai kati haisi kuzokwanisa kupa varimi mainput saka isisi tokuti seindastry tinoda kutora chibage ichocho asi tinongochitora chete kana tichiziva kuti kana tichinge tachitora tichakuzokwanisa kutengesa hupfu hwacho hwobuda imomo mumaketi saka mumaketi hatione kunge tichizadza hupfu kune dzimwe nyika bati tisisu chibage chatatora tochitengesa tochigaya tochidya mamillers akwanise kuwana mari yavo yaanenge vatenga chibage zvisao saka kundo kusumudza kwatinoita agriculture chivimbo chete ndechekuti takaita gora kana gora rakapera tinotenda mwari naizvozvo tinovimba kuti goeri tinosumuka zvakare gore rinoya kana tikasaita drought saka izvi zvinongokwanisika chete kana takwanisa isusu kuti tisapote mafarmers edu nyaya dzese dzakabudirira dzakabudirira nokuti dzaitanga dzasapota varimi vadzo dzozotangawo kuzobudisa kunze saka hatingatanga kugamuchira zvirubva nedzimwe nyika isusu murume wedu ari muberere tisinange tamusikira
tinotenda zvikuru vamusara ramba yenyu muri parunare regai titore muteereri wekutanga vajinjika makadii
tinorarama makadiko ikoko
aiwa isu tiripo zvedu muri kuona sei nyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzechikafu tichitarisa chibage nezvimwe
gore rino nyaya dzechikafu mwari vakationa chaizvo chaizvo nokuti vazhinji vedu nonga takaita bamba havhi nyaya inongovapo ndeyekuti dai hurumende yagona kuchitenga zvakanaka naka chibage ichocho ichi kuitira kuti tigodzokera zvekumunda nokugonazve kudzivirira chikafu chinobva kunze kwenyika kuti chichirega kupinda muno so that mafarmers edu ari muno tinobva tagona kubhenefita pane zvatakarima pane vai vanga vachiti henzo kune makoronyero anovatengera nemari yepasi pasi chiripo ndechekuti zvirinani munhu asangomanyira kutengesa chibage chake nekuti unoda mari nguva iyoyo ngaatore nguva atsvake vanotenga zvakanaka naka rese GMB inogona kunonoka kupa vanhu mari asi zviri nani kuti atengese nomutengo uri kuGMB nyange ichinonoka kuuya youya iri mari yakawanda pakuzotengesa letsei $3 kana kutengesegwa neshuga nesipo and whatever ipapo murima anenge achinyengerwa zvaakaita izvozvo kune vai vasina kuibvisa letsei kuda vaka zvinhu zvakazonyura sekunana cholo chand whatever kwakaita maflagi ndorangana kuti pa-2008 taindotenga chikafu isu kusouth africa uku kana kune dzimwe nyika saka zvingagozhera here kuti vatenge ini ndiri kumasvingo auye vatenge kune kumasvingo kwachizere uku kupfatikira nokuti zvechokwadi chikafu kana ari mazagwe akawandisa kunawo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndo munomuzana usipanda lapa sitikavambe papa sipanda kuna pecholocho ubambe ungaika chana siyabuya kuna
and Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Msara please do stay on the line we'll take just a very brief break and signing off for now this is a Blessing Zulu but our radio listeners we are streaming live simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk
and that is voazimbabwe.com or w